that we bedafka don't want to uproot the takon of the rabbonin to have the chuppah on Wednesday, mak me gzeira, because of the gzeira is leakrinin. That's the word lashon. For the count of the rabbonin, mak me gzeira leakrinin. We don't uproot at the con of the rabbonin that was to have the chuppah on Wednesday, just because right now there's a gzeira of the goyim to live with the ladies on Wednesday. Therefore, we just say push it off now for a while to have the minig to make the chuppah on Tuesday. But eventually, when the gzeira will go away, when the degree of the king will go away, then we'll go back to the first halacha that you're supposed to have chuppah on Wednesday. So, of course, now the question is, like Moshe asked, the Tzayis asked the Kasha, what do we say now that if the king wants to live with this isha, we tell her, let the king live with you. It's mutar, we know. For the time of Armina Perak Ben Soyomayra, I'll call Averish Yavar Val Yarag. If a guy comes and says, I'll kill you, if you don't do this Avera, you're supposed to do the Avera. Even to Mechal Shabbos, if a guy says, if you don't cut down the grass, I'll kill you, you're supposed to cut down the grass on Shabbos. Chutz, mi avoydes kechovim, ve'gil aroyes ha'shvichas damim. Chutz, if a guy says, I'll kill you if you don't worship the avoydes zara, or if you don't kill somebody else, or if you don't have gil aroyes, you don't live with an eshes ish, or if they tell a man, if you don't live with the Eishes Ish, we'll kill you. The Lachar is, you're not allowed to live with the Eishes Ish. You're not allowed to do the Avera. You have to let yourself be killed. So we're here, this Isha we're talking about now, she's an Eishes Ish. We're talking about that they have their Kedushin a year ago. So if so, she's an Eishes Ish. So the Chura, she's not allowed to let herself live with a guy. So if the king now comes and tells her that you can't have your chup unless you live with me first, why does the Gemara say, go ahead and do it? Look, you're forced. The king is forcing you. You're an honest. Therefore, go ahead and do it. No, the halacha should have been she's supposed to let herself be killed and not do gil aroyis. How do you let an isha do gil aroyis? You're supposed to let yourself be killed before you do gil aroyis. The Tosis says two famous terusim. The first Tosis says Mishem Rabbein Atam the Yain Chayove Misa Bilas Mitzri the Rachmon Afkar Elazari that if a guy lives with you, you're not mechuyav to be vayis nefesh. A bi of a guy is not called gil aroyis. Gil aroyis only means with a Jew to another Jew. With a man to a lady, an eishes ish, that's called gil aroyis. But a guy, if a guy lives with an eishes ish, that's not called the aver of gil aroyis. Therefore, the isha does not have to be meis nefesh. She's not mechuyav to kill herself. That's machlokes in the Gemara. If a guy lives with an eishes ish, what about some of the kids are mamzer? Now we pass when the kid's not a mamzer. If a guy lives with a Jewish girl and they have a baby, the kid is a Jew, it's not a mamzer. But I call upon him to his territory that the din gil aroyis is only by a bias Yisrael and not by a bias Mitzri. Then Toys does like that territory, and the famous territory says later from the Rivom is that the din of gil aroyis is the man. The man, he's not allowed to go live with an isha. If a guy forces a man and says, I'll kill you, if you don't live with this isha, you're mechuyav to let yourself be killed. Because you're doing the ma'aseh nus. Ma'ashenken an isha, the svarish, she's karkoilam. Anisha is always considered like she's just laying down flat. She's like karka, she's like the ground. She's not doing the Maisa Avera. Who's doing the Maisa Avera? The man. So therefore, here that the guy, the king, says, let me live with you, otherwise I'll kill you, she's supposed to let herself, let the king live with her. Why? Because it's not cool, she's doing the Maisa Gila Royce. She has the shame of karka oilam. She's called like a flat piece of karka, not doing anything. She's like ground. And the man is going into her. So therefore, she's not called doing the Avera. If it's done, be honest. If she does it, Baratzon, that she agrees to do it, then the Teres Mechana, she's Chayiv Misa for that also. Like if you have an Eishes Ish that lives with another man, a married lady lives with another man, she's Chayiv Misa also. Even though she's just laying there and the man's coming into her. But if she does it, Baratzon, her Ratzon, her will, is considered like doing the action. But in the case where she's forced to do it, really she doesn't want to do it, it's considered like she's doing nothing. And therefore, that's what our Gemara says, for Lidrish Lo, we should teach the B'nai Yisrael that don't be killed. Let the king live with you. Nothing's going to happen to you. You'll still be mutter to your husband. And therefore, that was the kasha. We should not push her off the takana of getting married on Wednesday. And the Gemara had an answer, no. The only reason why we do push it off is because there are Eshes Kayin. The wife of a Kayin, she becomes also to a husband. And then we have the Prutzois, ladies that are poets don't care to live with other men. Maybe they'll enjoy living with the king. And then they'll become also to the husband. Another famous question they go into here, the Rishonim. They are true, if the king does it, she won't become also. But what's the Gemara's having? Why should we let them have the chuppah on Wednesday? you're better off making the chuppah on Tuesday. Like, who said to put yourself in a case that an oinus would happen to you? Like, who said you're allowed to put yourself into a case that an oinus would happen? True, if an oinus happens by itself, it's mutter. But who gives you the permission to make the chuppah in the first place on Wednesday? But this is really a machlokes we shown him. The cases, let's say on Shabbos, in the Gemara's times, it used to be you can't make a bris milah unless you have hot water. It was a sakon in those times to make a bris milah if you don't have hot water to wash the baby off right after the bris. So the shaila is, let's say Shabbos, your hot water spilled out. You have no more hot water. So the shaila we shown him if you're allowed to make the bris milah. The Ramban says, no, you're not allowed to make the bris milah. Because if you make the bris milah, then the kid's going to be a sakana. Then you're going to be allowed to cook hot water. You're going to have to cook the hot water. Because if you don't cook up the hot water, the kid will die. So you're allowed to do it. So in the first place, you're not allowed to make the bris milah in order to make you do an aver on Shabbos. So it's not kedai to do the bris milah rather than have to do the hot water later. Other rishonim learn, no, you're allowed to. At lemaisa, you go ahead and make the bris milah. You're allowed to make the bris. Once you make the bris, now you're an onus. Now the kid's going to die. If you don't heat up hot water, you're allowed to do it. So for this Gemara, it's also mashma that it's mutter. Here we're saying you're allowed to get married on Wednesday. You're not doing anything wrong. If you made the chuppah on Wednesday, the king is going to come and live with you. You're an onus. So you see, you're allowed to put yourself into the matzav of an onus. So here's the kasha, according to those we showing him there, that say you can't make the bris milah on Shabbos, because later you're going to be in the matzav of an onus. Some want to say there's a difference whether somebody forces you to do the action or whether you're going to do the action yourself. Over here, that the king is forcing or the king is doing the action, it's called like she's doing nothing. That's called oinus kamanda the lesser dummy. Like she's not doing anything, therefore here it's mutter. Over there by Shabbos, once you make the bris milah, true, now your kid is in a sakana, is going to die if you don't get him hot water. But when you cook up the hot water, nobody's forcing you to cook up the hot water. You're doing it yourself. So that's called the bigger Maisa Veira. Therefore, there the Rishonim say you're not supposed to make the bris milah in order that later you're going to have to go cook it up. That's a bigger Maisa Veira if you go and cook it up. Mashenken over here that the Isha's mom is doing nothing. Just the king is forcing her. That's not called like a Maisa Veira at all. It's called Einus, command the lesser dummy. Therefore, the Gemara wanted that really the chuppah should still take place on Wednesday and let the king do it. And the only reason why we don't do it is because we're afraid of the Nashim that are prutzois, that would do it for Ratzon, or an Eishas Kayin, that would become master to a husband. So therefore, we let them push off the Takana one day earlier to make it on Tuesday. Now the Gemara says, Yochi, if so, Bishlishinami Yossi. The question is, what do we gain on the deal? If the whole Takana was the guy, the king, wants to live with all the kalas, so what do we say now? The minig wants to make the chuppah on Tuesday. So now the king will come on Tuesday. What do we gain on the deal? For the Marihachi, Bishlishinami Yosso Bol, the king will come on Tuesday also. Teretz is, Misveika Layokanavshe. No, since it's not a Takonos Chachomin that you have to make the chuppah on Tuesday, it was only a minig, some did, some didn't, so the king wouldn't come for doubt. When the Takona was, you had to have the chuppah on Wednesday, so the king knew for sure, if he's going to come into the city on Wednesday, for sure there are going to be plenty of kalis, so it was kedai for him to come in to live with all the girls. But on Tuesday, it's only a doubt if there'll be a chuppah, then or not, it's not worth it for the king to come in, we don't have to be afraid. So therefore, it was enough that everybody should make the chuppahs on Tuesday. That was the first part of the braisa. Then the braisa said, Uvasheni layichlis, but on Monday, you should not make the chuppah. Why? Because you don't have to. It's enough to push it off one day. Let the chassan have at least Sunday and Monday to prepare. And let the chuppah be on Tuesday. But v'yimach masoinis, let's say another case happened, an oinis happened, something else happened, then mutter. Then you're allowed to make the chuppah even on Monday also. For the Gemara, my oinis, what's the case of an oinis? So far we explained what sakana means, the danger, that the king says I have to live with all the kalas. What's the case of an oinis that you're forced? What are you forced about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Hodi Amorin, the same case that the king forces them to live with him. Fred Gemar, first of all, Hosam Korole Sakona. That the Brisa called a dangerous Sakona. Vocho Kokorole Yainis. Here we call it an Yainis that you forced. So it's two different words. Mashmet's two different cases. They're two different stories. You can't use the same case for this. Vesu also, Hosam Nogu. Before it says there was a minik. Mashma, everybody is supposed to do it. They don't even have to ask the question. So Minig wants to do it on Tuesday. Hoch, here it says, if you have an onus, mutter. That Rashi says, mutter means if you ask a shayla in Bezdin, Bezdin will tell you you're allowed to do it. But not that the Minig wants to do it. So again, you see, it's a different case than the sakana. It's not the same case as before that the king wants to live with the kalas. So what's the case of a sakana here? Omar Rabba, Rabba says like this. The yamri that they say, Sar Tzavo Bolir. They tell you, you should know that the head general of the king's army is coming into the town on Wednesday. And when he comes into the town, everybody knows the first thing he does is go to any big suda and fress away and break up the suda and take away all the food. So mainly you can't have the chuppah on Wednesday, because we know that the head general of the king is coming in on Wednesday, and it's going to be a big sudar on Wednesday. He'll come and ruin it. So therefore, what? You're allowed to make it even on Monday. So Gemara says, hey, Chidomi, what's the case talking about? If the king, the general, is going to come in and go away, like he'll only stay for a few days, he'll go away next week. For the Gemara, then Liyakev, don't make the chuppah on Monday, but wait till next Wednesday. Wait till next week, till the king, till the general leaves. Like Sarichas, the case is talking about the Yossi Bekova, that the general came now into town and he's staying here. He's going to be put here. So therefore, in such a case, that's an onus, you have a right to fast, make the chuppah 2 days earlier. Don't wait till Wednesday, but you can do it on Monday. For the Gemara, the Gimel Miyul Lichnois. So what's the problem? The general's coming in on Wednesday, on Yom Revi. So good, don't make the chuppah on Yom Revi and Wednesday, but make it on Tuesday. Who gives you right to do it on Monday? Only make it 1 day earlier. Make it the Yom Gimel. So Gemara says, no, as pavaro di day, the Gimel Kasi. That his men, the general's men, come a day earlier. In other words, the army comes in already on Tuesday. So if you're going to make the chuppah on Tuesday, we're afraid that the army men will come and ruin the chuppah and eat up all the food. Therefore, Mishum Oynis, you're allowed to make the chuppah on Monday. This is one pshat. The boy is saying another pshat is like this. My mach masoinis, what does it mean if something special came up? You're allowed to make the chuppah on Monday. Kidatoni, we learned like this. Hareshaya pita yofi. Let's say you already baked the bread for the chuppah. Vitavchai tavuach. And the sheikh had already shechted all the meat. Because you have all your food prepared for the chuppah. V'yenei mazik. You have your wine already also all prepared. You put the water into the wine already that you have to use it soon. And what happened was, Umeis Aviv Shachosin, the father of the Chosin died right then. Ayim Mashakala, or else the mother of the Kala died right then. So talking about now it's on Monday. We're standing now on Monday, and true, originally they planned to make the chuppah on Wednesday. But happened to be now it's Monday, and they already have all the food ready. So what should we do now? If we let them stam b'neig avelis first, and make the chuppah next week, they're going to lose out all the money from the food that's all prepared. The food that's all prepared will be spoiled by next week. So what do we do in such a case? There's a new halacha of machnis and esames lecheder. We take the mace out of the picture. We put them away in a separate room. And right away, v'yesachosim, v'yesachanu l'chuppah. Right away, we've got to make the chuppah. Even though he's an oinein, even though his father died or her mother died, so what? We let them make the chuppah right now. Uboyel bilas mitzvah. We let them have the first beer that night. They make the chuppah that day. They have the chuppah right then. They don't have to waste the food they did. Upoirish. Right after he lives with her the first night. Right after the first beer, then he has to separate from his wife. And then the din is v'noyig shivas yimei hamishta. He has to be noyig. He has the right to be noyig sheva brochus. Since he started the chuppah already, that comes first. He has the right to be noyig 7 days of sheva brachas. But during the sheva brachas, though, he's not allowed to live with her. He has to be perish. He can't live with her. So you will soon see why. The yachakach, and after he finishes the sheva brachas, the 7 days of sheva brachas, then noyig shiva yemei avelis. Then he first starts counting his avelis. Then he or she first counts the avelis. That's the halacha in such a case. So again, in a case where the chuppah was all prepared already, the food was all ready. If they don't make the chuppah now, if they'll be noyig avelis first, if they'll make the kfura first, they can't have the chuppah then. They'll waste all the money, it's a big hefsid, so the rabbanim will make them such a case to put the mace aside, let them make the chuppah right away, let them have beer that night, then the next morning about it they make the kfura, after they make the beer, then they make the kfura, and still they're noyig 7 days of sheva brachas, and then the first noyig shiva yimei avelis. Now, all these 14 days, the 7 days of the Yemei Mishta of the Sheva Brachas, and the 7 days of the Avelis, is Hu Yoshin Bein Anoshim, the man has to sleep separately by men, V'hi yeshona bein hanoshim. And she sleeps separately at night with ladies. In other words, they're also to have tashmish. They're also to live together. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns, Oviv shachosin ima shakala. Davke noke this way, Oviv shachosin, shua terif etzorche suda. Because the father of the chosin, he's the one that helps a lot to make the suda. So therefore the food is made. So they're going to tell you to wait till next week. Not only is it going to be a hefsed of the money, you lose the food, but there's not going to be anybody around to help you make the suda over again. Because the main person that helps the chosin is his father. So therefore we let you make the chuppah right now. The same thing, v'ima shakala. Hiya mechina lo tachshitin. The mother takes care of her daughter. She's the one that makes all the jewelry, all the makeup for her. So therefore, the fikach. Im yavod ha-moyid, if we're going to wait and first let there be the avelis, shuvein mechalem. Not only will there be a loss in the money, but you won't have anybody to prepare the new suda anymore. The father's not here. The mother's not here. She won't be able to make the kala look nice. V'tirulem, therefore the Rabbanu will make all la'achnes as a meis l'cheder, put the meis away in a room, shloyik v'ru, don't be covered, don't bury him right now. Why? The imkain, because if you would bury him first, chola avelis, it will be chal avelis right away, al obu. V'stima tagoylu klakamon, v'shuv l'yochol lichnois, ad shiav ravelis. If avelis was chal already, they bury the meis, then you can't make the chuppah, you cannot be, you can't live with your wife when you're in ovul. So therefore the Eitzer is not to bury the mace, but rather first go ahead and make the chuppah and let her lift, let them have the first bia that night. It's called the bia mitzvah. Then after the bia, then it'll perish. After that, after the night, after they live together, then they separate, and right away, v'yikfras ha-meis miyad. Right after the bia, right after they live together, then they go to bury the mace. Rashi says, why? Techiv on the chalalov. Chasana, since they had the chuppah and they lived together, hevel agabei keregel. It's chal right on him first the din of sheva brachas. It's like a regel, like a yom tefin. When you get married, the first 7 days is like a regel. And therefore the klal is if somebody dies during yom tef, v'lo yosi avelus v'chal v'noig shiva shemei mishtah. If somebody dies on yom tef, you're not noig avelus during yom tef. You have to first finish the yom tef and then you do the avelus. That's this halacha. First you have a din of a chosin, so therefore you're allowed to be noig sheva brachas. And after the sheva brachas, then you first have the avelis. We'll soon explain the whole price about the hilchos nidus, why the rosa. Right. Now the Gemara itself says, V'chol oisa yomim hu yishem enoshim hu yishem enoshim v'yein moinim tachshitim in a kala. But you don't take away the makeup from the kala, kol shloishim yoyim, for 30 days, even though she's an avela now, but still, a kala, the first 30 days after the chuppah, she has the right still to wear her makeup. We don't want that she should look ugly to the husband. We don't want the husband to start off not liking her. So therefore, there's a din, the first 30 days of the kala, after the chuppah, she's allowed to still wear her makeup. Even though regular avelis should not. Now, Vedavka the Mar says, Oviv shachosn, only if the father of the chosn died, or Yima shakala died, to let you finish the Torah chlu, because there's nobody else to take care. Aval ipcha, let's say it was the mother of the chosin, or the father of the kalaloi, then we say no, then we say even so you're supposed to make the avelis first, bury the mace first, and you'll make the chuppah next week. Aye, this food will get lost, for that alone we don't care. We tell you though, wait for next week, if his father is still alive, or her mother is still alive, they'll prepare a new chuppah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Alright, we'll stop here.